message number 12,112. Well, not quite yet. Because you've reached Success Hotline 12,112. I'm Dr. Rob Gilbert, and today's special happy birthday greetings to my sister Paul. You are not judged by the number of times you fail. You are judged by the number of times you succeed, but the number of times you succeed is directly related to the number of times you fail and keep on trying. I am not judged by the number of times I fail. I am judged by the number of times I succeed, and the number of times I succeed is directly related to the number of times I fail and keep on trying. I wish I said that. Well, I guess I just did say it. What I meant is I wish I originally wrote that. That was written by the great sales trainer, Tom Hawkins. I am not judged by the number of times I fail. I am judged by the number of times I succeed, and the number of times I succeed is directly related to the number of times I fail and keep on trying. I am not judged by the number of times I fail. If I'm a real estate salesperson, my paycheck is determined by the number of times I succeed, the houses I sell, not the houses I don't sell. And the number of times I succeed is directly related to the number of times I feel like you can try. So this is not quite message number 12,112. Now I need an example. Now I need a story. And I'm asking you, what story should I tell next? So look, I have to go teach a class. You read me the story, I'll pick the best story, then I'll redo the message. But even if you don't leave me a story, The Champion's Creed by Tom Hopkins, I am not judged by the number of times I fail. I am judged by the number of times I succeed. And the number of times I succeed is directly related to the number of times I fail and keep on trying. How many times should I say that a day? As many times as possible. Speak to me after the beep here. Here it is. You got a bit to speak.